This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live on the website. We're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets here in America. And don't forget, just for good measure, we have some leading independent stations dropped around here, there, and everywhere, as well as you'll hear us on the Internet and broadcasting on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there who are going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, getting the job done, our suicide jockeys hauling all the petroleum products out there so we can get gasoline for our vehicles and whatnot, and, of course, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And you can hear our podcast besides our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, GCNLive.com, and on our AM 860 and AM 930 stations. You can hear it on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Guana in India, Radio Boomplay in Africa, Google, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts, as well as a lot of our affiliates, not all of them, a lot of our affiliates have the links to our podcast, or they have one for us there on their station. So there you go. Now, joining us, been with us all night here, and he's with us for this hour, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Thanks for sticking around. And now we're going to go down below here to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
All righty. And, of course, it's 80 degrees, partly cloudy, and it's going to be another one of those kind of days. So I am going to say the pledge and get us going here. Are you guys ready?
Ready, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to,
the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Colonel, I'm going to start out with this because everybody is seeing the drip, drip, drip almost every day of something new about Joe Biden and how involved he was in all of this stuff with his son Hunter and the $17 million that they managed to squander over about a decade of time. But Peter Schweitzer, who's a very knowledgeable investigative reporter, written a couple of really good books, said that this is going to be the end of Joe Biden's political career with what's going on right now. And he predicts that Biden will not be the presidential candidate for the Democrats come November 24.
Yeah, Captain, if you had said that a year ago or even just 6 months ago, if Schweitzer had said that long ago, We say, oh, if only. We know what the truth is, but we just got to find the evidence to do that. But, yeah, it's a drip, 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 but increasingly it's a torrent. The faucet's turning up. And the testimony that we heard in Oversight Committee with Comer last week was incredible. And most regional, rational people's minds, that in itself was grounds for impeachment and for him to withdraw consideration to be president of the United States after 2024. But we have greatly anticipated testimony coming from somebody who is best friends with the president's son, who has deflected from testimony and now will come forward. This will probably ought to be, even for the shameful, well, they have no shame, folks on the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee that embarrassed themselves in the nation last week to that. Even they, at some point, and Americans are woke up to this, awake to this, not woke to this, the Democrats are woke. It's incredible. And I think Schweitzer has something there. And others have said that, suggested that. People thought they're crazy. But, hey, it has come to pass. It has come to pass.
Okay, Kyle, you got about a minute. Go for it.
All right. Well, good morning, Kevin. I hope everything's going well. With this attack that happened in Odessa that hit the cathedral, the Russians are denying that they did it, and I think actually saying the Ukrainians did it. What are you hearing? Does this make any sense that somehow it's the Ukrainians?
No, no. You know, I don't believe 100% of everything the Ukrainians said, but I believe most of it. I don't believe a dang thing that comes out of Russia anymore. That makes absolutely no sense at all. That would happen. It's a crazy thing, and it's the truth will be let out on that. There's some things that we won't, may never discern the total truth about what's going on pursuant to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But that's one thing that doesn't make sense. And Vladimir Putin's his credibility, even in Russia, is so much under decline. Distance is lost credibility is only distanced by Biden's credibility here in the United States of America.
Okay, guys, hold on. We're coming right back right after this short break. Be back in about 3 minutes with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. We'll see him for lunch today at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, and you can stop by and see him and the rest of the gang there. That's where a lot of our Captain's Army folks go to, and you can sit in there and enjoy our conversation and become part of the group. Very simple. Doesn't cost you anything except just to sit there and enjoy the good food at Mission Barbecue if you so desire. Now, this portion of the conversation with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright brought to you by Moss Nissan. Remember the original home of You Serve, You Save, where all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, or police, active or retired, get a discount on the vehicle that you're looking at, and you get treated like the kings and queens that you are. Also, church pastors, current and prior, same thing for you at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan also has the Moss Care on the vehicles that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. As long as you own it, you'll get it. Also, the flagship store located in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Check them out. And not to forget about the fact that they have the Nissan and Acura side-by-side right here in the great city of Tampa, Florida, right there on North Florida Avenue, side-by-side. They're right there, so check them out, see what they have to offer. And also, not to be forgotten about, Moss Nissan up in Brooksville, the brand-new Moss Nissan up in Brooksville. And that's another great, great, great opportunity for you to go up there and see what they have to offer. Okay? So, right there, State Route 50 on the west side of our great friends up there in Brooksville. And thank you very much, Brooksville, for listening to the program. We appreciate you so very much. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we've got retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Colonel.
Good morning, both of you.
All right, and we appreciate that. Now, Kyle, I'm going to let you take it right now and swing away there, and I'm going to take a call here and see who's trying to call me on my cell phone. So you go right ahead and do what you got to do.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning again, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And it looks like China and Russia, and I'm going to be a little sarcastic here, they're very concerned about safety and security and waterways, especially evidently in the Sea of Japan, and they just wrapped up a joint naval and air exercise in the Sea of Japan. And, of course, Japan, the United States, and others aren't too happy about all this.
Yeah, Professor, it is so difficult, and we try here on America's Third Watch to keep track of all the things, because the things that are going on with Iran and Ukraine and all that, it's very easy to lose sight of what's going on in the Pacific theater and between the North Koreans and the arrival of the USS Kentucky there, and the continuing intransigence of China in the South China Sea, and areas around there, and Japan, and meetings that we've had with both Japan and South Korea to cement us, simultaneous with talks that are going on between Russia and China that you just talked about, which are very concerning. We can't afford not to take our eye off of all that, and that should be a great concern, because these are things that are fringe upon not just the sovereignty of that and our concerns for Taiwan, Hong Kong, et cetera, but also international law and what we as a world have agreed to has been what is meant not to be transgressed by anybody, and China flirts with that and steps across that line on a regular basis, as does North Korea.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right indeed. Also, now getting back into the Ukrainian issue, we understand that Alexander Lukashenko, the Belarusian president, is now saying that the Wagner mercenaries that are there in his country, they're desperate to go after Poland. And I know that that Putin has talked about a particular strategic area in Poland that he believes that they'll want to seize at some point or some such thing. I mean, what happens? Is this going to spill over into Poland? That's a NATO problem in and of itself.
You know, you would think that would be unthinkable, that not even the Wagner group, because he's been pretty crafty about most of what he does. To get the advantage of Russia and the way that the Wagner group has is one thing. But the step inside of Poland, however small that intransigence may be, that is an entirely different story. And that's why the idea about Ukraine being a part of NATO is such a basis of discussion, and why the timing of that is so critical. Poland is a NATO member, period. And so that would be a different story. And it's kind of funny on a couple of this, because one of the things that's not getting much attention right there is what the Wagner group is doing in North Africa,
right,
and like in Mali and all that much is doing there, which is incredible. And we just like we talked about not losing sight of what's going on in the Pacific with China and Russia there, with Russia's support, with China in the lead there. And we got the Wagner group that has always had power and has expended its wealth to exert powers against anti-Islamic movements there in Mali with Marxists and others right there. But that's interesting right there. But, Poland and transigence by the Wagner group there, by anybody, Russia or anybody there, that would be entirely different and could not be ignored by anyone.
Now, I got something here I want to mention, Colonel, before I forget it. Hunter Biden's former friend, Devin Archer, is scheduled to testify, we think, Thursday, on how Joe, Daddy Joe, met with his son's Ukrainian business partners via the phone over 24 times and was right in the middle of everything that was going on. And this is going to be damning to the umpteenth degree, and it's still not enough to impeach the president, and it's certainly all this stuff that's going on, and this is for George, the godfather, who said hello to us and asked a question. With everything that we've seen, with everything that we know, with all the stuff coming out, is there any chance that Donald Trump could be reinstated as president. I don't think so, the way our checks and balances are set up.
Yeah, Captain, I think you're right. Reinstated, possibly, if he becomes the Republican nominee and gets elected in November 2024, that would be the reinstatement. But, however, sort of have to get this, yeah, whether Devon Archer testifies on Thursday or whether it's next week, I'm not sure when it'll be. It doesn't matter. The fact that he has declined and deferred from testimony earlier, the fact that it's come around and he's scheduled to testify is huge. And I think that the testimony that we heard last week spurred much of that because it's unavoidable. He's got to do that. He's a former very, very good friend and business partner with Hunter, and he's got the goods. He will reveal and open up the closet, and we will see some of the bodies that are in that closet, some of the skeletons that are hanging in that closet. And increasingly, people used to say, well, it's about Hunter. And no, it's not. This is about Joe Biden. This is about our sitting president, Joe Biden, without a doubt.
Okay, Kyle, I got about 80 seconds.
All right, well, on the question of debates, we understand that President Trump is, you know, less likely to attend the debate that's in about a month or so. Do you think he's going to attend, or should he not?
He absolutely should, and I think he will. I think he is being coy on purpose, because what this does when he says, well, I'm not going to show up, but why should I? What it does, it makes everybody else, and it looks like there's at least five others that have qualified to be on a debate stage by the changing rules, there's more strict rules, by the national GOP qualified to do that. But it plays to his advantage to say, well, I'm the front runner right here. Let them scramble do that, because it plays up him as the front runner. So politically it's smart, but I think politically in the long run, he would be mistaken not to be on a debate stage. And quite honestly, I think he will be on a debate stage. But until the last minute, I think he will continue to keep his cards held close to the vest, just because he's politically savvy enough to do that, and that's the way it'll be, I believe.
Very interesting indeed. Yeah, I think he'll eventually show up. I do. And I think we're getting ready to come up here to the end of the segment. And Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, I know we thank you very much for coming on the program again today. We're going to talk to you again real soon, and the captain's going to take it right away from here.
All right, Colonel, we'll talk to you on Thursday.
You all have a great day.
Talk to you on Thursday, and I'll see you Thursday.
All right, see you then, Captain.
All right. Yep, and we're going to be over at Mixon's for one last lunch with the group. As they're closing up on the 29th, it's going to be an emotional day. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We've got the baseball report coming up with Harrison. Yep, we're going to hear a little Harry Carey, too, when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. While the feds and the state of Texas are set to spar in federal court over the legality of a floating barrier in the Rio Grande River, Senator Ted Cruz is leading a bipartisan group of lawmakers pushing to expand the number of truck bridges going across the southern border into Texas. Cruz said it would actually be good for the environment.
You can see on any given day over 10,000 18-wheelers sitting, waiting to cross this bridge, spewing pollution into the air.
The Republicans, joined by Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, who promised to get the bridges built by the end of the year. Wall Street closing higher to kick off a busy week for corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 180 points to log its longest winning streak since February 2017. Investors are anticipating earnings results for a slew of major companies and the Fed's decision on interest rates this week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 183 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday. This is the day we go have lunch at Mission Barbecue from 11 to 1 at West Waters. Hope you can meet us there. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Now, remember, when you go over to MyPillow.com, you're going to need a promo code to take advantage of all the great prices that are over there. The promo code will simply be one word, Captain. That's right, Captain. And if you want to give them a call, there's somebody there right now that can answer your call, 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. It's a 24/7 number. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. And right now, you can buy one, get one on the smaller pillows, the 1998 pillows for buy one, get one. You can get yourself a queen size pillow if you want for $50 off the price at $19.98. And for $10 more, you can get the king size pillow, but you'll be all pillowed out and be one of those 80 million satisfied customers because it is the 20th anniversary of MyPillow.com. And Mike Lindell is just throwing out everything and anything on sale right now. Lots of discounts, lots of things there. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. Check them out. See what you can do. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we're going to go right to the baseball whiz kid down here, Harrison. Good morning there, Mr. Harrison.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, we're going to start up with the theme song here. Are you guys ready?
Always.
Here we go.
On one, on two, on three.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if he ever get back. Well, it's Ruth. Ruth, Ruth for the Rays. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
All right, we ruined that one, but that's okay. Take it away, Harrison.
All right, I got to say, I honestly thought we sounded pretty good this week. But on that note, let's go on with this week's MLB updates. And right now, as great as the Tampa Bay Rays had been, at this point, it seems they came and catch a break on an off day, as the Orioles pull another half game ahead in a very strange 3-2 win over the Phillies. That I don't know if anybody saw last night's game, but Trey Turner was ejected in front of a booing crowd. But on that note, the Orioles are now 2.5 games ahead of the Rays after being 6.5 back at the start of July. The Rays will have a chance to begin their march back to the top of the AL East tonight when they start their annual Citrus Series against the in-state Marlins. Tyler Glasnow will take the mound for the Rays, and he's actually been a bright spot for the Rays in what's been a tough month of July where they've gone 4-14. Despite the personal 2-1 record this month, he's actually had a 2.59 ERA, by far the best during this stretch for any Rays starter. The Minnesota Twins look to extend their 4-game winning streak when they continue their series with the Mariners. Along with their current streak, they've won 8 of their last 10. Staying on the topic of winning streaks, Christian Yelich ends the Reds' 5-game winning streak when he hit a walk-off single that lifted the Brewers to a 3-2 comeback win. Reds phenom Ellie De La Cruz batted in both runs for the Cincinnati in the losing efforts. The Brewers now have a game-and-a-half lead in the NL Central. Just going back to Yelich for a moment, let's take a moment to look back at the 2019 MVP chase between him and Cody Bellinger. And you're wondering, why is that? Well, both notably have struggled at the plate since their race almost 4 years ago now, but it appears they're both starting to have a return to their former selves. Yelich, who batted only .245 with just 35 total home runs over his last 3 seasons, is now batting a .288 and is on pace for 20-plus home runs and 80-plus RBIs. Bellinger has taken full advantage of the new scenery in Chicago. His .319 batting average would be the highest in a season for him should it hold till the end of the year, and he is also on pace for 20-plus home runs for the first time since that 2019 MVP race. It's caught the eyes of some baseball fans, so I want to make sure they got some love this week. The Houston Astros outslugged the Texas Rangers last night to win on a walk-off 10-9. The defending World Series champs are now just 2 games back against their in-state rival. Heading out to the Big Apple, the Subway Series returns tonight when the Yankees host the Mets in the Bronx. Domingo Herman will go up against Justin Verlander, and the reigning American League Cy Young Award winner is looking like that way once again. In his last 5 starts, Verlander has had an ERA of .174 and an opponent's batting average of a measly .180. That means opponent's hitters are only batting a .180 against him right now. Certainly a return to form for Verlander after a rough stretch to start the year. We also have another crosstown series beginning with the White Sox hosting the Cubs on the south side of Chicago. And the Cubs look to extend their 3-game winning streak and get within striking distance of a playoff spot. Shohei Ohtani continues his home run chase tonight when the Angels start their series against the Tigers. Ohtani is now at 36 home runs on the year. Just a note, he is just 1 home run behind Aaron Judge's pace at the same point in time last season. And we all know Aaron Judge finished with 62 home runs. And while we're on the topic of Ohtani, I just want to remind everyone, we are 1 week away from the August 1st trade deadline. 1 week left for everyone to make any necessary moves they need to make a playoff push. And this is the fourth straight year the date has been moving around. For those who are familiar with the original July 31st date, last year was August 2nd, then it was the 30th, and then it's at the end of August because, you know, the season didn't start till almost the end of July. So I just want to confirm with everyone that this year it is August 1st. And that day is also a Tuesday, so perhaps I'll have some cool updates by then for everyone ahead of that 6 p.m. deadline later that day. In the meantime, I'll leave you guys off with a recent move that's been made. Ahead of their series with the Red Sox, the Braves have acquired a pair of relievers to bolster the bullpen. They acquired Pierce Johnson from the Rockies and Taylor Hearn from the Rangers. The Rockies received two pitching prospects, while the Rangers received just cash consideration. Now, for other big moves coming, will we see Ohtani possibly move by the end of next week? Only time will tell. Reports have said that the Angels are waiting on how things look in their upcoming next few games. But that will do it for this week's MLB update. I'm Harrison, and we now return you to the Captain America Third Watch.
All right. Thank you very much, Harrison, and we appreciate that. We'll talk to you again next week. And by the way, Kyle, you're going to lose your big pitcher?
Well, we hope not.
Big
we really hope
big
not.
Pitcher?
Yeah, well, we hope not, and certainly Shohei Ohtani has a great home here in the Anaheim area. He's got a lot of support. A lot of people come out to the games just to see him, so hopefully, you know, we won't lose him at this point.
Well, he's got more than that. He's got just about every team in baseball trying to figure out how to get a hold of him.
Well, that's right. Well, it's really fun to be at Angel Stadium when, and of course when Trout returns, when he gets better, but to see both of those fine players out there, and of course along with our other great Angels, sometimes when it clicks, it's really great.
Well, we'll certainly get a chance to see, and it's going to be interesting to say the least, so I'm not sure how this is all going to work out, but, you know, to the victor belongs the spoils, and we know he's going to go somewhere because he's got that big salary, and the Yankees are right up in the middle of it, I've been told.
Well, of course they are. That's right. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, as we start coming out of this now, what teams, if they were to acquire Ohtani, if they're going to really have a major shot at things. But I know this, though. I know people like Shohei Ohtani, players like him, they want to win. And so, you know, if a move is in the offing and they get to a World Series, that's their goal. That's what they want.
Well, when we come back from this break we're coming up on, folks, we're going to be talking about Donald Trump. He's hit the Senate GOP and their leadership, yep, Mitch McConnell, as being less critical of Biden than his friends in the House of Representatives. We'll figure out what that's all about. Kyle, don't go anywhere, folks. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thank you very much, Frank. Frank Silvato. Of course, you hear him on Mondays and Fridays. And, of course, his new book, Nullification, is available by going to his website, undergroundusa.com. And you can also find a link on my social media page at Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And it's on my website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And the next time I'm out at an event, not this week, but next week, I should have his books with me. And then I'll be able to partake in letting you have a book, too, for a nominal fee. But it's going to be the captain's fee and not the book fee. So you'll be able to save a little bit of money with that. Now, we need to tell you that this portion of the show is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are my longest-running sponsor. They've been with me since the show first started down there in Sarasota some 22, 23 years ago. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they are absolutely the best when it comes to blind shades and shutters, and I can personally attest to that. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. You can call them at 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment. Or if you want, just stop on by the store and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All first responders and all military veterans and active duty military get a discount on your purchases there. They're located, of course, at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And again, they're experienced. They know what they're doing. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Give them a call and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. They definitely can get the job done. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, it's fair to say that Donald Trump is leading just about anywhere you want to look, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, that may not be the case with the Democrats in a few of their polls, and I get it. But as far as the Republican Party, I don't think anyone is ahead of him anywhere in any state. I've not yet to see it. Have you?
No, he seems to be dominating in all these different contests, yes.
Now, his friends seem to be in the House of Representatives. Is that a fair assumption?
Sure.
Because every time you turn around in the Senate, somebody is going against him for whatever reason. Now, it's not just about Mitch McConnell, although he is the leader, the minority leader, of the Republicans. They are the minority in the Senate. But everybody seems to have a little bit of a different agenda over there in the Senate, which is why, if we want to take control of the Senate, we need to vote in Republicans that will do the job, and we need to vote out the ones like Mitt Romney, for example, Lisa Murkowski, for example, that are questionable at least as to whether or not they'll go along with anything the Republicans do.
Well, in order to achieve that, I think you'd have to have the Republican candidate. At this point, Trump looks like he'll win the primaries, at least from what we can tell right now. Things can change. But let's say it's Donald Trump. His coattails are going to have to be so strong that you would have a major change in the Senate like that.
And that might be the problem, because the country right now is really divided, big time. And in the big blue cities and the big blue states, he just doesn't stand a chance. I mean, it's just not going to happen. But in the states that are borderline or the red states, and by the way, more and more states south of I-40 across the country are going Republican versus Democrat. And that seems to be something that's been happening for the past, I don't know, maybe two election cycles.
Right, and a lot of this has to do with the policies that have become so unbearable for so many people that they're literally moving out of these different states and moving to others where they feel that they can get a better deal in life, basically. And then also, Captain, they seem to be radically changing their politics.
Right, and the people that I've run into that have come down here from the north, let's say the northeast, some of them tell me, yes, we were a Democrat, but we've become independents, and we may become a Republican, but we certainly like what you've got. We like your governor, Ron DeSantis, and that's why we're down here, because it's the best place that we could come and continue what we're going to do. Jobs are very good down here. The pay is good. The standard of living is good. They like everything that's going on. And I told one fellow, I said, well, we thank you for that, but just remember, we didn't invite you to come down here so that you could screw things up. We've got a great thing going here, and we want to keep it going. And if we all work together, we can do that. And they like that when they hear that, work together.
Well, sure. Well, speaking of working together, the GOP is going to have unity, perhaps like it's never had before.
You bet.
In this upcoming election. So definitely, whomever the nominee is going to be, they're going to have to be able to engender that kind of unity, because if the GOP is fighting one another all the time, it's going to be an advantage Democrat.
Yeah. And again, the Democrats have got plenty of trouble. Right now, aides are scrambling along the campaign trail to not even talk about Joe Biden's age, because they know it's an issue.
Well, sure. Well, it wouldn't be so much of an issue if Joe Biden wasn't experiencing and demonstrating some of these different issues that are so readily apparent. It's not here and there. It's every day, all the time.
And the stuff that we're going to hear that's going to come back to bite Joe Biden squarely in the butt is when this whistleblower, this partner of Hunter's, Devin Archer, testifies, and he apparently has become a friendly witness for the defense, if you will, for Donald Trump when he and the Republicans. And when he testifies, it's going to be all bets are off, because he's going to link Joe Biden to about 24 phone calls that he sat in and personally got involved in the call.
And this completely goes against everything Joe Biden has said, everything that up to this point I think that Karine Jean-Pierre has talked about, the whole notion that Joe had nothing to do with Hunter or didn't know anything about Hunter and his business, all that just goes away.
Yep, they're going to try to discredit him like there's no tomorrow, but it's not going to work. All right, well, let's go. You ready? You ready for this? Because we got a caller.
All right. Yep, I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay, well, we are going to get with a call here, so don't go anywhere. I got to cue this up, and it's going to start in. And let's see what we got. Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get down to business all across America. Now, you see the Biden crime family on full display in front of everybody, and only the idiots at MSNBC are trying to cover up for the guy. The guy's got dementia, he can't walk up the stairs, and he's not fit to be president of the United States, all beside the corruption that Mr. Ziegler had pointed out over there in the Senate committee, okay? So he's fired. Okay, he's a disaster. He hates America, he hates you, and he hates me, and he's on the payroll of the Chinese. Okay, so he's got to go. That's number one. Number two, let me say something about my man Trump. Okay, now I've been Trump from the beginning. When the guy, I called him before he stepped on the escalator in New York. Okay, and let me tell Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and all you fake phony Romney in Utah and Murkowski in Alaska, You suck, okay? You're worse than Biden, because we know Biden hates us. But you have an R by your name, and you act like you like us, but you hate us too, okay? So you're a disaster, and you need to be fired and replaced. Get on the Trump train, stand up for our country, and you preachers, stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where they're transgender, they're cutting our kids to shreds, and you're not doing anything about it. Nobody can hear you in the pulpit. Stand up for our cops and stand up for our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, peace.
All righty. Very good. That's a pretty good report by Todd this morning, don't you think?
Yeah, Todd's on a roll again.
Mm-hmm. And we appreciate that, Todd. You know, when you're hot, you're hot. And that was you being hot today there, Todd, so we appreciate that. Now, we're going to be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. Got a lot more to do. And today, I'll be at Mission Barbecue from 11 to 1. For our Have Lunch with the Captain series, always look forward to being over there with the guys and gals and the people from Mission Barbecue. They're great folks. Stop on by, say howdy, howdy, and we'd be happy to shake your hand and enjoy some great conversation with you. So, don't go anywhere. More coming your way with your local stations, and I'll be back tonight. Kyle will be here. Kyle, take care. We'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain. Take care.
All righty. Remember, folks, it's all about we the people. God bless America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.